Nobody has paper anymore.
You guys are start passing around. I don't like
Yes.
Should I pass them around or
should I just people have your attention.
They have
they're just curiosa. Some of you know we're printing the ninth chelik Igos Moshe. Now, Boshem, I think this morning we got to know that they finished the index. The pagination was done, index, and Artscroll will be printing it and distributing it. A whole bunch of new tshuvas, one chelik has in it the old Paul Chalotim and Shulchan Aruch. In there I found a little comment on Geirus, which is the topic for today, namely motivation. There's two inyonim that go hand in hand, as you understand. That is why the Geirus, and the consequence of knowing why is, can you expect them to behave in a way that shows Kabbalas or Mitzvos? Those two really go hand in hand. If the motivation isn't proper, then the Kabbalas or Mitzvos isn't there either. So, the tshuva from the egos will direct your attention to in a minute. The other one is the compliments of Professor Horowitz. He skims the Israeli press, and anything that has a mention of either my Shrel's name or a medical ethics issue, he makes sure to slip under my door. So this is one of his contributions there that was published, but it's an old letter that the Shrel once wrote, but it's on this Indian of Kabbalah Tzol Mitzos. We're basically protesting the idea. Last week I shared with you that a report that Rav Avadi Yosef Shlita and Rav Amar Shlita both concurred with accepting the Geirus of the army, and nobody understands yet. I told you I spoke last week to someone in the army, rank of general, who just reassured me that it was done al-pi aloch, whatever that means. Yeah. And that's, of course, the big problem, and one that we have a good reference to it from Harav Unterman Zatzal, and he was chief rabbi, how he approached the shaila of the Russians. The big shayla of Geirus in Eretz Yisrael, of course, is trying to be mechaper on the avonos of the Jewish agency for extending the Jewishness to anyone who could show a line all the way back of a great grandfather that was Jewish, and they all came under the guise of the right of return, and now we have about a million or so of them who are behaving like Jews, going to the army, etc., etc., and causing great consternation on how you cope with the halacha and with public opinion. Chmanasan, when one of them is killed and the Rabbanut refuses to let him bury it on a Jewish cemetery, it causes tremendous antagonism to Torah, to the religious community. Mommy gave his life for Eretz Yisrael and you won't bury him on hallowed ground. Halacha is halacha. How you will ever overcome that problem, I don't know. I have some atheists who will come to it next week on the Ger Kotan, which the Rabbanus HaRoshes is missing, has been missing a fabulous halachic opportunity to at least erase the halachic problem. One erase the social problem, but the halachic problem of how you have a whole bunch of Russians running around, some wearing crosses because that's their family background, but halachically they could be Jews, but that's a good for us, good for the Jews, and not good for Jews, we'll see. Let's start with page 147, the Gemara in Yevamos. Gemara in Yevamos really presents the problem to us. The Mishnah says, plain simple, if motivation is not pure, if there's an ulterior motive why they want to become Jews, not because they want to become Jews, because they want to marry someone Jewish, some advantage to them economically, financially, then we do not accept them as Gelim. Mishnah is loud and clear. Haniton ala shifro neshtacho ala avodas kehov mizgairo hareze lo yichnos yimkinei zeh mosim yodom. Mishnah talks about Achil Hashem, not about really Gelus, but Achil Hashem, that this fellow was having an affair with a Shiksa, and now he wants to marry her, so he's asking for Gelus for her. So we're not worried about the Gelus here, we're worried about his reputation. That people will say, Mo has halachas on Geneva, that if it's a show that belonged to somebody and the Ganav stole it, the children have a chiyuv to give it back. Davar mesuyim, give it back. Likewise, if it's a ribis, right? Why mishum quote of it? But in the process, right? They obviously raise the issue, why is she converting? And he's living with a shiksa now. Pshat really is, he's suspected of living with a shiksa, right? And that alone, we don't want him to have a bad reputation. If he marries her, it'll confirm the suspicion. But what about the fact that she's becoming Jewish, though? Is that Jewishness? So the world says no, right? His mother picks up at the Gelus issue, not at his reputation. The Mishnah talks about, we don't allow a person to do something that will kill his reputation. Now, people will talk about it. It's bad for the social scene to have someone marching around, people point the finger to him, he's been involved with a shiksa. Even though they have no evidence that he did anything more than they heard, that no one saw Adus, that there was any kind of sexual contact. The reputation alone, the coal, comes to your mother and says, Echad Isha Nizgaya Lushum Isha, right? Isha, the Chaim Isha Gaya Lushum Shukha Malachim, meaning for some economic advantage. Shulchan Aruch, he's trying to upscale in society, right? The halacha is, right, Ein Engerim, Dibir Rab Nechemya. Shoyer Rab Nechemya Omer, Echad Geire Yaroyos, Echad Geire Chalomos, Echad Geire Mordechai Vester, Ein Engerim. What does it mean? You need pure motivation. Itver Halom, Amar Rabbi Tzibar Shmuel, Ma'am Yishrei Darab, Halacha, Kedibir Omer, Kulum Geirim Heim. You're quite right. We hope that all Geirim come because they realize that Sheker Hinchel Avoseinu, that their life was a life of Sheker. Now they finally found a way, like Yisroel, a way to the truth. Right. But the Metzius is not so. That most often it's not the reason. Most often the reason is the boy fell in love with a Shiksa and he doesn't want to hurt his grandmother. So they go through a conversion by the Reform Rabbi. Clear, no motivation, except certainly not for Yadus. Then comes in the biggest question. We didn't discuss yet Maisa Gelus, but you know already, Maisa Gelus is what? You need Mila and Trila and Akobon. They left out the key. Thing missing. What? Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, not mentioned. We learned last week that in Moen Chisus lists the three things. Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos were left out. Why? Double portion. A man comes for Gelus. What the heck is he coming for? Eat Shalom on Shabbos. Man comes that want to come a Jew. So you assume he means he wants to come a Jew. The word Jew means Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. So Moen doesn't even mention it. Yet we'll see. Of all the chiyuvim, the most rigorous requirement is for Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. It's the only one you can't do without Bezdin. Bezdin Shel Gimel, no shortcuts, Bezdin Shel Beis, Beinu Levein Atzmo, with Eidus, not enough. Right? There you have to know of Bezdin Shel Gimel for Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos. So that's a big shaila. Where's Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos here? And what does the Gemara mean? They came, right? They have ulterior motives. You have to understand what pshat is, first of all. We'll see how it's analyzed by the Achonim. Simple pshat is, what made me do what I'm doing, that kind of psychological motivation, who knows what motivates people? I want to know what you're doing now. You decided to become a Jew. Why? All kinds of reasons. But you know what it means to become a Jew? You want to become a Jew, fine. That's what he says. Kulam, if whatever initiated this long voyage from going to Jew is really irrelevant. Kulam Geri Emes. But that presumes that they're behaving like Geri Emes. The Gemara says, Rav Nechemya says, I don't care what they want to do now. If their motivation was improper, I want nothing to do with them. And the Gemara concludes, and that's halacha l'maisa today, unfortunately, right? Kulam gerei emesim, right? Machlokes by gerei royals, the motivation wasn't good. The kusim were being attacked by lions. So they decided, the Jews weren't being attacked. They're being attacked, so they'll decide to become Jews. Motivation was improper. They didn't become Jews because they fell in love with the others like Yisro. The stimulus was a lion. But they decided to become Jews. Period. Therefore, they say, Ger Arroyos or Ger Yemes. And when the one who argues that Ger Arroyos not Ger Yemes, right? It's only because Motu Dvus, they found they were doing Avodah Zorah at the same time. They were hedging a little bit. So I don't care the motive. That's the maskana. I don't care what your motivation is. But the assumption is you're becoming a Jew. So look at the Rambam Isur Abiyah, page 165. Difficult. Amam, but in its difficulty, it focuses on reality. You have it, page 165, your dollars. Al Yala al Dait Kosh Shimshon HaMoshias Yisroel, or Shlom HaMelch Yisroel, Shinikri Yedir Hashem, Nosu Noshem Nochios Begiuso? You think he married Bas Paro or Shikse? Of course they went to Gerus. Elo Sora Dova Kahu. Shamitzvah Anachono, Shiyovo Agero, Gerus Gaya, Bokunacho, Shema Beglal Momon, Shiito, Bosu, Obusu. Schovo she yiskilo ne apachad boli kolis ledas v'mishu boki nacho shema ein of dosam b'shehudis inisha maybe bochum b'chubu b'soil imro nimtzo lahem elo. You don't find any defect in your investigation, right? Modiyin osun, right? Kovet or atoro, you tell them it's not easy to be a Jew. V'toro shesh basioso alame oroso seishifushu. In Kiblu, Vulo Pirshu, Vulo Osan Shechosu Meyavo, the Mekablin Osan Shenema, Vatera, Kimisametzes, Hilo Leches, Ito, Vaterta, Ladaver Eleho. Focus in, why did. So we interpret, although the Pasuk doesn't say so, but Nomi was not Megaya Rus, but her acceptance of Rus, right, is interpreted as halachically proper, right? Alright, why did Rus know about anything? The answer is, she came pure because of love of Judaism. She had no motivation, as Naomi said to her, I have no more boys for you to marry, I'm a poor woman, Mleya Halachti, Lerekim Hashimani Hashem, I have nothing. So it's certainly no motivation other than she wants to join the faith. There's a very nice going on this one. Ki mesemet says hilo leches. Anyone know? It says soy the shlokas of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tried to convince the shlokas to give up his wife and come a ben Torah, right? And the shlokas agreed. And at first, remember, Rabbi Yochanan saw him jump across a stream. He said to him, if only you use your strength for Torah. He answered, if only your beauty would go to a woman. He said, I have a sister that's more beautiful than me. If you accept Torah, you can marry my sister. Yeah. Then the shlokas tried to jump back across the stream. He couldn't do it. He said, why? Well, the old Torah weighed heavily on him. Once Makaba Torah, Matesha's Kocha Shalodam. So he said, the Gaon says, Vatera ki mesametza sila lechasito. Rus was a young woman. Nomi was a middle-aged woman. And she saw something strange. Rus is having trouble keeping up with her. Mesametza sila lechasito. She's having trouble walking with him. Ah, it's because she was makaba lo tola. Therefore she can't do it like a shokish. No, but what happens after this? Lefikach lo kiblu bezdin gerim kol yimei dovru shlomo. Why? Because motivation was to merely to move up in society. We were the winners. We had the upper hand at that time against the goyim, so the goyim wanted to join a winner. Right? Ubimei shlomo shema bishvil ha-malchus ha-tov ha-gdola. Right? Shekol ha-chozer mer'akom mishul dovo mehavli ha-olam eino megeir ha-tzedek. No, when did Shlomo marry Bas Paro? That was in Yimei Shlomo. How did she get converted? V'yapa pikein, o yugeirim harbim izgayirim v'meidovu r'shlomo b'pnei hed yotos. The only way Lom Pshat that people try to fetch into here, but simple Pshat is, there was a formal Bezdin for Gerus, formal protocol, a procedure, etc. But that didn't stop a bunch of mavericks. Three people get together as a Bezdin, and they were Mekabel Gerus. That was the official line, was not to Mekabel them. And Shlomo HaMelech had a mutiny on his hands. They were Mekabel Gerus. But who's Mekabel Bas Paro? I want to know. He also went to the Hejotos. How did she get converted? So there you have to understand. There's really no kasha on Shlomo. Shlomo was a melech. Marriages were used for defense of the country. Even in our so-called recent times, France, Germany, they intermarried, the purpose being to maintain peace between them. These were marriages of convenience. So now, Shaila, why Shlomo Mela decided to convert Bas Paro and marry her? It was for the good of the country. He was afraid of Egypt, afraid of Mitzrayim. Right? By marrying Bas Paro, no problem. Right? They'll be at peace with each other. Yeah. But what happened then? No. Jump to Tezayin. Ulufi she gil Shlomo noshim v'noson v'chein Shimshon gil v'noson adova yaduo shel chosu elu ela b'shvil davo. We know they didn't fall in love with Judaism. It was done for another ulterior motive. V'lo al pi bezin gerum. Right, therefore they couldn't go through the formal bezin procedure. Right, choshra akosu kile akum v'bisuven omdim. Shlomo never got credit for marrying a Jewish woman. He married Bas Paro. Period. They never took away that title from her. Why? Because the motivation wasn't proper. The Yod Shechir Sofon Altchiloson said Ovdos Akum, right? One Lambomos. Now what happened with Shlomo HaMelech during that time? He didn't kick them out. They did Avodah Zorah, he should have executed them. They were Jewish and committed Avodah Zorah, you Chiyuv Misa. So no one about, he doesn't bother to ask the question. Yet you assume you understand. He couldn't, Pem Poshet. Right? It was not Beyodo to do anything more. He couldn't throw them out, they couldn't divorce them, he couldn't get rid of them. So poor Shlomo HaMelech had to suffer his wives owed him Avodah Zorah, right? And the Pasuk is, that Shlomo was Yosso Me Hashem, right? And he was an Oyved Avodah Zorah, Chilul Vachas. Says, no, Chilul Vachas, he was an Oyved Avodah Zorah, but because he didn't stop his wives, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Novi insults him in the Pasuk. Yeah. So what's the business? Were they Gerim or not? That's the Shaila. Okay. I don't know, any children that he had with them, were they Jewish children? That's the big shaila today. Okay, look. My newspaper. Look at the this page 182. There's a little tshuva, I think the earliest tshuva that's recorded in Eagles Moshe, something that he wrote. You see the top, the little tshuva on the left hand column on page 182. The Gael Shein Anan Saadi. There's a typo on that one. It should be Anan Saadi Shokibu Mitzos Afsha Omer Bepesha Makabil. That's the key question. no one formulated this way, but in my own mind, this is how I've always learned pshat. So, but based on my own visualization of sorry, a picture of what Geirus is. I told you, Geirus is someone coming to a Beis Din who represent, who are the administrators of Am Yisrael, right? And says, I want to get some Kedushas Yisrael from you. I want to buy Kedushas Yisrael from you. So we make a kinyan. The kinyan happens to be a complex kinyan. Got a kachu, mila, tefila, right? Kabbalos or mitzvos. But it's a maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan, what if I make a kinyan with you? In my mind, I don't want to make the kinyan. Who cares what's in your mind? Dvon shebelev ein dvorim. A fellow shows up in Beis Din, he says, I want to be a Jew. He mekabel ol mitzvos, 100%. With a gartel, etc. You know, nowadays they don't become Bali Shuva, they become Hasidim right away. There's no stepwise thing. You know, I was interviewed by a, they put up something now from Lubavitch on, it's on the internet. It came to my house, had an interview, my contact with the Lubavitch Rebbe. So in discussion I mentioned we had a long interview, a yechidus with the Rebbe Satzal, and my apology to those here for saying Satzal, to others for Shilichia. So I asked him, it's a strange thing, you take people who are far from Yiddishkeit and you make them Hasidim, you put on the hat and the gartel and Rav Ben Tam's film right away. Why don't you go first make a tzaddik then a chassid? I mean, that's a normal development. Why do you jump right away to make Hasidim out of them? And his answer was, it's the only way that works. He's understanding, and most likely, you see, he was right. Mitzvah is right. Meaning, these people are looking for an extreme divorcement from what they were. And it's easy to sell the extreme than sell a moderate stepwise development. So here you have a simple tshuva. Look what it says. By the way, there's Shimon Trebnik, Zatzal, I think his son, or maybe he, became Rav of Kfar Chabad in Eretz Yisrael. I think the first Rav of the Kfar Chabad, I think. Much in the topic, he says, "Im ger shol kibul olam mitzvos, im nechshav ger." That's the question. They went to a gerus and he celebrated by having a lobster dinner. No shaila whatsoever that he's not mekabel mitzvos Hashem. What's the shaila? But he went to a gerus. That's real, that's the whole, if you focus your mind, you realize that's the whole thing, and that may be what's going to be the tshuva of Rav Amar and Rav Adi Yosef. Why do you say it's a good gerus? Maybe that's what it is. I made a kinyan. I have things in my mind. I'm going to throw it right away. What we don't want to have it. I made a kinyan. I bought the adus. In my mind, I said, I'm going to just keep it until I get out of the door from the Beis Din. But I made a kinyan as a kinyan. That's the attitude. You'll soon see it in the long tshuva of my Maitreya Zatzal, how he plays with that concern. Doesn't say it that way. You see, he's worried about that concern. Could it be that there's a period of time, measured in minutes, where he became a Jew? And then Yisrael Apek Shachotah Yisrael. So what did he says loud and clear, no suffix. I said old, old tshuva, the oldest. I think the first tshuva that's best published in his name in the Eagles, and he quotes his father. His father, David Zatzal, was recognized as really the posek achon in Russia at that time. Look what he says. Avo is bo shengel, right? Abbi the Evid, the Chain Ola Abba Morik, right? Halacha Lamaisa, Mr. Robin. That's the town near Lubat. So I was there. Mr. Robin in Russia means old rabbi. Mr. Robin is the old rabbi. The town had a Kabbalah among the Goyim of getting the most famous rabbi as their old. So they gave him the name, that's Mr. Robin, right? Bub de kazu shein ger klal bein lekula bein lechumra. When it says kula chumra, what does it mean? Kedushin. If he gave kedushin to a girl, to a Jewish girl, ein choshen lekedushin. Shekamolas mitzvah beger ma'akev kisav yodez vatim omar bepiv shemakabal mitzvos im anan sadi shein makabal olav emes ein uklum. The ger shemahan el shem mitzvos b'di'evet ayre shebeshul ishus kibul all of mitzvos b'emes. Mean the motivation was a pretty girl, but because of the pretty girl, he's going to live like a Jew. Fine. So the Gemara said you shouldn't do it lechatchila, but b'di'evet halacha lemaaseh kulam ger yemesei. Right. He calls the Omar Abba Morig Hagon Beferish, Ok Shehora. Well, Ubechlal, any idea, Tam Harabonim, right? What ain't to Ella say? Ain't to me, Mozilla Kali Israel. Shabbat Elo Nichola Kodesh Bohu Lam Israel, she is Salvo Gerim Kaleb Israel. Right, and he repeats, Dina Poshis Ain't that Ger Klal. Okay. Now that's the battle. Most likely, most Gaelus has done it. Because you look in the Gemara and Bechoras and Aplamed, and I didn't give you a copy of that there. It says if he doesn't accept one mitzvah, it's a possible Gaelus. If you're a Jew, you can battle 613 mitzvahs. But if you want to become a Jew, you have to do the whole. Look at the which one is what after that. I keep on losing that page. Okay. Look on page 185. No, sorry. Another one. That's 184. Yes. No, it's the one before that. Yeah, sorry. It's page 181. Okay. You have it. When you know Chishes Gaya, the Nikol Shal Kibul Mitzvah Mizez. That's the big test. You say no geirus, it means they choshen the kedushah. Look what he says here. The case there was a geir, then the marriage broke up, and he refuses to give a get. Okay. So we got to go back retroactively. Was he a ger at the time when he got married? A few years went by. Right? But what do you find out? So first he discusses an issue that's in Mila that we mentioned just in passing, whether a Gael that had Mila as a Goy, whether he needs Hatofa Zambris or not. So a Gael, the Achiezer makes that beautiful distinction. A Goy who's becoming a Jew, through Mila, must have Hatofa Zambris. A Jew who was circumcised by a Goy, the Shurah Paskins, don't need to do anything. Don't need Mila. The only, remember, the Mechaber says, don't need anything. The Gemara says, many gives to be Matav Dambris. So it's a chilik. Mila doesn't need Lishmo. Therefore, a Goy who makes Mila is a Mila. But by a Goy, the Mila doesn't remove the old law. The Mila also imposes upon him Kedusha Shishoel. For that you need Kavana. That you need to have the Mila should be done by a Jew, right? Who mechavi l'shem mitzvah. There, to tiny mitzvah say tzrichos Kavana, right? And Mila doesn't need Kavana, that's not true. That's the Mila of a Jew who has Kedusha Shishoel and has a problem with Ola. So taking off the Ola doesn't require any kavana, like all mitzvahs. But if the mila is the act that imposes kedusha on him, that requires to have already kavana l'shem mila. Memela, if he was mauled by a goy or by a Jew, but he was still a goy, right? He must have a mila with kavana. What's the mila with kavana on a nimo? That's a tough assemblies. Look how this thing goes here. See if you can catch it. It shouldn't take up the rest of the time, so try to follow me. I'll look here. Yes. Look at the second column. The first column repeats what he says basically in that little tshuva, that a goy who doesn't behave like a Jew is not a Jew. If he's a goy, he has to behave like a Jew. A Jew behaves like a goy is okay, but a goy has to behave like a Jew. Look at the second column. You have it? Sorry, on the page. It's the third column on the page. Of Ula Yesono Lochosh, three lines from the top. Shema B'shos Kabaloso Hamitzos B'tiv B'nei Abezim Kibu Kei Gambalibu V'yachazeh Chozabo V'hu K'din Yisrael Mumo. What sharei chazina yesh lochos af lezman, right? Kidei techoza kidei dibo shirak achakach nasero shabavkama remember heir al geneva valat ficha, and the tshuva is that you have about a shirchet who shechted an animal, and then was mechal Shabbos. Yeah. So that clear he shechted the animal just before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos he decided to shechet another animal. Well, it's Bechal Shabbos. What about the first shechita? Is it the shechita of a mumel? Said, no, could be that in that interval of time between the first shechita and the second shechita, right? He left the faith. Likewise, it's possible in a short period of time, right? This Gael, he was Mekabel, and then when he went outside, he passed by the first McDonald's. The smell of a pork chop was overpowering, and he violated halacha. He wants to throw in there is such a havamina maybe, right? and he stretches that one out. That would be I suspect the approach with the army gerus, that they don't look at what goes after that. Right then in the army, fine, right? And the army is eating kosher and observing Shabbos, because everybody is supposed to observe Shabbos in the army, assuming he doesn't light a cigarette there. So it looks okay. First furlough, he goes home. He goes right to the first McDonald's because he hasn't had a good hamburger for all the time he's been in the army. Right? So now he became, couldn't overpower the Yetzer Hara. So look at this. look at the end of the about two thirds down from the third column. Al kol panim chazi ikum itzius kozeh sheyischalei daito v'yatzer roshet teke berer yechod shelochein arega akodim right ubedin shemamidno so al chaskas kashruso. Again, he looks gam beger zeh shomar feyabez shemekabel amitzos right. Ulai kibo mavish gam believo b'shor shomar v'achak hachozabo abo soyom. Okay. Therefore, he paskins according to strict dini momenus halacha, hilchas chazaka. As a chazaka da hashta, a chazaka of borikama, right? A chazaka da hashta is more powerful. You think he has a chazaka? Hey, man stood in front of a bezdin. People stand in front of a bezdin, they don't tell lies. They say, tell the truth. He says, you want to be a Jew? You're a Jew, yeah, yeah. Right? And then what happened? But now I don't question what he meant when he's by bezdin. I want to know, did he, after Geirus, behave like a Jew or not? And the Chazaka, the Hashta, says, no, he went into McDonald's, he didn't behave like a Jew, therefore he's out of Geirus. V'nira, Shein Lochus was there, I haven't seen it, Chazaka, the Hashta, Nechshal Chazaka, right? Therefore, Arocha L'maisa, right? And look at the very last paragraph, I'm rushing you through, but you can finish reading it by yourself. Up in the Sake Shroma, even though if you'll be insistent, that point is a good point. That when he spoke, he said, yes, I want to be a Jew, I'll do all the mitzvahs, etc. That's what he answered Bezdin. There was a sakroma that a dying ikad sasofik, right? Because of that, nevertheless, what do you do with the chazoka d'ashto, right? Well, the chazoka d'ashto, he plays around with really a tshuva of his uncle, Rav Kantarovitz, that's how, that the chazoka d'ashto versus umdena base a rov, so the rov is stronger, and we don't look at the old chazoke, yeah, new chazoke and an umdena. Therefore, right now he's not behaving like a Jew. Look, he nirish eino eishesish, whom we tell us also in cholodom. She can marry anybody because the kedushin that he gave her with no kedushin, he doesn't want to give her a divorce, he wants to give her a get, he doesn't have to give her a get, right? But she can never marry a kohen because he's a goy, she lived with a goy, she's never one of our omnipresent problems today in the balas tshuva movement. They're young ladies who followed the custom of the time, and while dating with non-Jews, they did have sexual relations. Now she became a really a balas tshuva in every way, and Kodesh Bohu was playing a trick on her, and she met a kohen and fell in love with a kohen, but she cannot marry a kohen because she had relations with a goy. That's an omnipresent problem today. Yeah. Now take a look at the Malam Eid Lahoil, page 221. And then we'll see the time for that. Yachiezer, and maybe a quick look at the Shevet Mehuda for Rav Unterman. Then next week in Mishem, we'll discuss the Maisa Gerus. What is Trilo? What is Eidus? What is Bezdin, etc., etc.? Let me just remind you of a historical event that I was involved in wasn't Boulder, Colorado, a town in Colorado. Berlin, the Rov Busbach Hawaii was a Rov in town. Which town was it? They bowled anyway. And he made a. Denver, it was in Denver, Colorado, right? And he had a bezin that was doing Gaylus hand over fist. Actually, made more than 100 Gaylus. Obviously, meeting on the ski slopes was a reason for converting to Judaism. And then the editor of the Intermountain News, Goldstein Goldberg, also Muslim, our place, Hillel Goldberg, I think. Chodriya Choshev Alov, although he was a newspaper, now I think he is a Rabbonist, but his newspaper business then, he's editor of the Intermountain News, did an expose. And they visited, the reporters visited the Gezim there. And the line that stuck in my mind that was published in the newspaper, the reporter asked the lady, do you observe Shabbos? Your Sabbath? Yes, of course, she lights candles every Friday night, no matter when she comes home. Even if I'm at the theater, I come home very late, I'll always light candles. So Yiddishkeit was compressed to lighting candles and not worrying about Shabbos or Kashrus, etc., etc. That's what the Messias. That's what we're talking about. So what are they, Gezim or not Gezim? That's the problem. And again, what is now obviously a hot topic in Eretz Yisrael. What's his name? From Beitenu, the politician, Lieberman, right, said he's prepared to leave the coalition unless the Knesset rules that the Gaylus of the army is acceptable. If they don't support that, he's prepared to break the coalition, and Netanyahu will have to put together another coalition. This become obviously, that was yesterday's whichever report. So obviously it's a hot topic there. So look at the Mlamid Lahoil. All right, that's on page 221. All right, among the many Shabbos shoes for him, Mlamid Lahoil. If you have to take something to read on the subway, that's the best. Mlamid Lahoil, the best. Fabulous shuvas, interesting shuvas, and all compressed in one little paragraph. Right. Yeah, it's very, very concise. There. Look at the 221 short shuva that says it all. And you see, it says it all, and that's what obviously stimulated the Achiezer to come out against it. Nini Kabbalas Gioras Shelosi Nosei Liud, right? Hakol Lefirus Einei HaBezdin. He sums up what he sums up here. That whole Tosfos that we learned last time about Hillel accepting Gezim that were off the wall, right? He wants to be a Kohen Gadol, and this one wants to learn the Torah Regalachas. And he accepted them, right? That shows what? There's a lot of subjectivity in this halacha. Fine. That's what he sums up. He says, "Achol l'fuyu eni abezdin," right? Vine bizmanenu. By the way, that ayin beis yitzchak. That's our beis yitzchak that he's directed. I don't think so. Vine bizmanenu ishomar. Watch the rationale. Even the Yecholali Nosei Lihudi Af Begeyusa, we don't have the upper hand. Once upon a time, if she couldn't marry this Jew, she couldn't set up a family. No, we won't allow it, period. Now, But when I say no Abim, who's asking for your opinion? Who's asking for your permission? It's very nice of her that she's coming. She doesn't need us. What's my problem then? So you tell her, go jump. We need you. We got a Jewish boy involved. That's the trouble. And the Jewish boy, I have a chayus. What can I do for him? Therefore, he says, "Hey, mekabel osa Yehudi, right? Yisra also b'tzivilya. She goes to civil marriage. Ve'od, shimlo mekabel osa rab yirei elikim, ye teilech etzo echad be'a." What's that? What? I don't know what that line is, where it is already. I can't read it so well. Right? She mekabel geirus b'litvila b'bezin u'blita b'olus mitzvos. She go to the reform. Was tia nechshevas the geirus afki nochis. What does that mean? She become a Passover Jewess. She'll pass over the line. By next generation, you will know the difference. Her kids will be marrying into the family of Jews and shit. No one's going to ask her, show me your geirus. No, the word will go out. She went to a rabbi and she got geirus, period. That's what, right, our concern is now. Right? That they'll go and get geirus, which is not a pi aloha. Therefore, what should we do? This is the most sociologically sensitive psak. What does he say? Mutov lechos hara b'miyuto u'lekablo. The lesser of two evils. What's the evils? Im hivticho shimizgayeras l'shem shemayim u'shetikayim kol amitzos u'beprat shabbos nidr macholas asuros. People quote this Mabed Hoel as a mekel. No, there's no cooler here. He's not loosening anything. What he's saying is, I shouldn't accept her because she's not coming, except to marry the boy. She's talking about the Gemara and Yevamos from the Mishnah, from the Chemia. But I can't afford to hold that line. I remember Rav Unterman, that's how I met with him many times at his home, right, said to me, when I was Rav in London, I never allowed a geirus, period. I never involved myself in geirus, wouldn't let anyone do geirus. We don't do geirus in London, as he was when he was head of the Beis Din. Doesn't trust the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, etc. I now became Rav Roshi in Eretz Yisrael. I have no choice. Now it's time to complicate. What am I going to do with all my Russians? You see, it's in the tubers. It's called that tapiach, and you see a little bit naivete. And look at that word, of Ehrenwort, on my honor. She has to swear on her honor that she's going to do all the mitzvahs. The gam, what? What? Es habalo yaziru, shrika chasishto, kiim b'shirdu lo shetikayim kolele. Why? The belows are kilkul yosar al tikkun. Why? Right now he's living with a shiksa. So most likely an isur de rabbanon. She becomes a Jewess, suddenly she becomes a nida. Becomes a nida, the isur kores. So you warn him, better off say what like a shiksa. You want isur kores? Therefore he has to be sure that she'll do all the mitzvahs. But the trouble is, I tell you now from personal experience, trouble is usually the problem is that the Jewish boy doesn't want to become all the mitzvahs. That's the problem. More likely to work, I'll tell you a true story. Anyone who grew up on the east side, may check with your parents or grandparents, you know the name. There was a famous doctor on the east side, Dr. Narens. He was a shochet of ours. Right? And my father, that Zatzal, had a quote, a sign outside called Beis Din Office Shell. Right. That was the style then, like you put my doctor's thing, Rabbanim had outside a shelet, right? Outside Bezdin office. So this Dr. Naren comes in. He had terrible sores. He wasn't a home doctor. Terrible sores. His son met a shiksi in Beit Israel Hospital on Lower East Side. They want to get married. He must talk him out of it. Anyway, they can't talk him out of it. So we talk about Gelus. The young lady is, yeah, she had no religious background, is willing to consider it. So my father sends her to a Fleischer's around the corner, who did Gelus. Tata didn't do any Gelus, who did Gelus. And he set up some kind of study program, etc., etc. A few months go by, as I asked my father, whatever happened with Dr. Naren's boy? He says, you won't believe it. He says, she refused to marry him because he wouldn't become home. The Jewish guy grabs her, says, prepare to live, but not with him, not with that shaggy. See? Therefore, say, you will need to go to Eina Mukhuyev Elamidib Kabbalah. The Mizgairo Mukhuyev calls me the right. Right? Go back to the Rambam and see what seems to be pushed in is that your day also, but where we had, I gave you the Rambam, right? Okay, look at the Rambam on page this says, and after Gelus, sorry, I catch you by Argon. The language of both Yehudei and they had the same lotion there, that we check up after that lotion, both Yerachayim, where is this? Sorry, it's just like catching my eye. I thought I had it marked. You have it? You people found it there? No, I don't see nothing.
It says Baikan Abraham
Shemon. No, it's Bokir, it was Bokir Achayim. Oh, it is. Okay, I'm sorry. The clear lotion of both the Rambam and the Mechaber Look at 143 at the Mahava. Okay, look. Okay, end of your days. Yes. I feel no da shebishul double whom is Gaia. Hol umo the tovel yotza mechalagoyim v'choshen lo ashe tizbo tzidkoso. What is that lashon? See that lashon? We have it on page 143. V'choshen lo ashe tizbo tzidkoso. The Rambam is the same lashon. Now one line is not catching my eye in the Rambam. What are you telling you? Ain't no konami. That if you check after them and you find out that loan is barat tzidkoso, that the phone is, it's no gelus. The choshen meaning what? I'm not so sure yet it's a gelus. We'll see how it'll develop. And if it doesn't develop properly, no. That's the time that they had against Rav Drukman Zatzal, Rav Drukman and now the time against Avadi Yosef, right? There, that many of the Gerim that they're talking about, both Kirachayim, Choshen Lem, belong as Barat Sikosu. And if you use that Loshen literally, so, yes.
But that the Rambam, the basis of this, Machaber and Halacha Yishayim, after he uses that Loshen and he says, the Choshen Lem, Barat Barat Sikosu,
right.
The Rambam goes on to say, that people Chazar the Avad Akum, Harehu Ki Yisrael Mumar, Shikidusha Kidusha. Meaning, even if you find the worst possible result,
he's still... No. Means, Choshen Lo Atzibot Koso, and if after this Barat Koso, then he's over the way to Zohar, then he just said, Yisrael, over the way to Zohar. No, that's a head-run shot. Means, then, both of them, that finishes the process. Once you finish that process, then he's the Yisrael of whole Zohar. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week the topic is the Maisa Gerus, what kind of bezdin, how do you make tefillah on a woman, and so on.
I
hear many people don't know. Right?
Yes.
And then, means the Achakak, Shilu Ovid, Elilim, Mariki Sobo.
No, but the way the Gura, for sure, but the Rambam, the Gura says on that line, the Rambam, he says, the Gura, the Gura.